Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Angel with Royal Wednesdays Podcast. I hope everybody having a great day today. I want to tell you that I love you and I pray you strengthen the Lord. So make sure you share this podcast with other people. Make sure that you let them know that it's encouraging. And, you know, hey, leave me a little, you know, special message or something. Let me know how I'm doing, okay? But other than that, I want to come out of the scripture today. It's going to be coming out of Jeremiah 29:13. And it's the King James Version. And it reads, it says, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Some people got to think about it. Think about this. When it comes down to seeking God, you are desiring Him. You want Him. You want Him to, you want His love. You want His covering. You want His presence to be fulfilling in your insides. And what I mean by that is you want God to fill you up. Where people don't understand how the anointing works. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, it makes you feel like you're walking on cloud nine. You're not hot. You're not cold. You're just feeling good on the inside. You have a peace on the inside. You have joy on the inside. Is it something about the presence of the Lord? It's so peaceful. It's so sweet. And it's just, it's everything to me. If you haven't had that experience, I challenge you, in your quiet time, talk to the Lord. Lord, I want to know more of you. So this is what you say, okay? And I'm just going to help you. You bow and say, "God, I want to know more of you. But first off, God, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Lord, I understand that Jesus was your son and he was sacrificed for me and my sins. So God, I want to say, God, thank you for forgiving me of my sins, but God, I want more of you. Can you fill me up with your Holy Spirit? Please, Jesus, fill me up. Fill me up. Lord, I want your presence on the inside of me. God, I want you to purify me and cleanse me of anything that's of the enemy. God, purify me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen." Say that. Tell God, "I want you to cleanse me. Tell God, I want your presence inside of me. God, dwell in me. Dwell in me." And he will. Amen. All right. So the first question today, it says, "What do you do if a man or a woman is in love with you and they never say anything to you?" Ooh. Okay. What do you do if you know a man or a woman, you know, whether depending on what your sex is, if a man or a woman is in love with you, but they do not say anything? That's kind of a hard situation because I don't know how you feel. But I'm just going to take it from this scenario. So say if I was in love with a person and I feel like they was in love with me, I would probably have a conversation with them, but not on that term. I would kind of say, you know, talk to them and let them know, kind of like, and give them words of encouragement, kind of see where they're headed. Maybe kind of say, "Okay, you want to get lunch or you want to go out, you know, so and so, just have a conversation by ourselves, blah, blah, blah." You know, sometimes you can introduce that, like, "You want to get a bite to eat or whatever, blah, blah." You can do that. It just depends. But once you sit down and have a conversation with a person, you can kind of see where their head is at. Do they really want somebody? Do they don't? Stuff like that. That's a tough situation because if it's a man, you know, approach the woman. Approach her. You know, ask her out on a date. You know, ask her out to eat. You know, ask her, you know, out one evening or one morning or one afternoon, you know, when you're free, and see if y'all can just, you know, get a bite to eat, have a conversation, talk, get to know each other, and see if that's somebody you're really truly interested in. Because, you know, men go off of vision and what they see, and women go by the words, you know, and your actions and stuff like that. So you know, for a man, I would say approach that woman in this try, you know, just be respectable, you know, when you do it. But with ladies, you have a way where you can kind of tell a man, I'm interested in you without saying it, and kind of see if he'll bite or not. You have some women that's more aggressive. That's not my type of thing. I'm not chasing no man. I'm not sending no private message. I'm not doing none of that. I may have a conversation with you where I'm kind of, you know, sharing things with you and kind of seeing if you're going to bite. I can kind of throw something, a little monkey wrench out there, but I'm not going to do it in a way where it seems like I'm seeking after you. No, I'm not doing that now. But yeah, that's what I would say. You know, pray about it, you know, make sure you making the right decision at the end of the day. But other than that, you know, that's my take on that. All right. Second question. Could you date a man that was gay, or have you done it before? I think I answered this before, but I was dating a guy that got molested when he was young. So he wasn't gay. He was just taken advantage of as a child. And then when he got older, something happened, a situation happened where he went to jail, and he was actually attacked in jail as well. And I think one of the guys that he was connected with that didn't attack him, they kind of built a friendship, I guess, like that. Or might have was dating. Or I'm not sure how that goes, but anyway, after he got out of jail, I guess the guys were seeing each other. That part, I don't know for sure, but that's what I was told. And we was in a relationship, we were dating, and I had got told the information by the guy that was in jail with him. And the only reason why I didn't respect him, and not saying I'm disrespecting him in any kind of way, but it's more like you told me and then you blocked me. Like, I'm not a messy person. You know, so it's more like if you're going to tell me something, conversate with me. Let me know so I can discern to see if you're telling a lie or you're telling the truth. But when you just dropped the information out there and you came at me as like you was my cousin, I didn't respect that part of it. Like, you don't have to be sneaky or play like you my family just to get close to me. Don't do that. So, but yes, I have dated somebody that was kind of how to misled a little bit. But then after he stopped doing that, you know, he kind of walked away from it cold turkey from what I saw. If it was true or not, but he kind of walked away from it, you know, full turkey. And he was dating multiple women. So that's why we kind of broke up, because he was cheating. So it was like he was trying to prove himself of being a man by cheating. Okay. So I hope I answered your question. But, personally, date somebody going in the gate knowing that, not saying he had a past of being molested or anything like that, but I'm talking about where you ain't share that with me. It's more like, you know, I chose to be gay. I'm born gay. I'm this, I'm that. Now that I can't do. I couldn't date nobody and say, okay, well, I'm bi. Well, I understand what you are, but that I can't do. Okay. No judgment, no homophobic or nothing like that. That I can't do. I ain't sharing that now. That's different. All right. So the third question says, do you worry about a person's past before dating them? You know, I'm going to be real with you. And people look at me crazy. They be like, girl, you better do this. You better do that. But I never cared about a man's past. I had dated a guy that was like a real hardcore, you know, street boy, you know, this, that, and the third one time. And he was like, you better check my resume. I'm like, boy, I can care less about your resume. You dating me or you want to still be in your resume? Let me know, because obviously I don't have time to play with you. And that's how that went. So I just didn't fool with him. But anyway, I don't care about someone's past. Everybody has a past. And that's what people have to understand. Everybody has a past. Everybody done did something they don't want nobody to know about. You trying to keep in the closet. You don't want nobody to touch it or interfere or try to get you caught off guard. No, nobody wants that. You know what I mean? So with that being said, I don't want to sit here and make it look like I'm perfect. No, that's not. Okay. That's why I pray when I get connected with a person, would talk with them. I would get to know them. Not saying I know everything about them, but at the end of the day, I am not playing when it comes down to God. I am doing what thus says the Lord, and that's going to be that. So, other than that, you know, yeah, I don't worry about nobody's past. That's none of my business to worry about what you did as soon as you left out of food line from the parking lot, what you did once you got from the food line parking lot back in the car, what road you driving down, what streets you going near, what's the whereabouts, what you, no, I'm not doing all that. That's just not my character. I'm not, no, I can care less about your past. I can care less. I can care less. Cause my past to me is my past. Now, we discussing about something and ministry come up and I have to dig in my past to help a person and encourage them. Okay, I'm going to do what I had to do because, you know, God had dropped it in my spirit to do it. But other than that, no, I'm not doing that. So, but yeah, but other than that, that is all my questions I have today. I want to say, y'all, thank you so much for listening to me. Please like and share. Please tell other folks about the ministry. And just to remind you and let you know, September the 17th, I'm having another conference, which is Confronting the Enemy, and it's going to be at the Landing Center. It is on Eventbrite. So Confronting the Enemy, September the 17th in Casey, South Carolina, is on Eventbrite. So definitely come out, check it out, and come and enjoy yourself. God bless y'all.